Happy Hump Day, Oregon! I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. It's Wednesday, so this is an archive show, but it last aired 2 to 10 years ago, so unless you're a hardcore, long-time listener, it's probably new to you. Thanks for downloading, and I hope you enjoy it.
This story was first published on October 12th of 2014 under the headline, Port Orford PR Wizard Managed Jefferson Secession Like a Movie. Here we go. The editorial writer for the Portland Morning Oregonian was trying to be sarcastically dismissive, but between the lines a discriminating reader could pick up on signs of real concern. Quote,
Curry County would, of course, immediately acquire the glorious climate of California and become a haven for retired Midwest farmers, he wrote. Gold Beach would become a metropolis with offensive slums and Latin quarters and traffic problems and police scandals and whatnot. The Curry County plan to become a county of California is so full of potential disaster that once again its people are beseeched to pause and consider.
The plan the paper was inveigling against had been put forth by Port Orford mayor and industrial magnate Gilbert Gable a few days before. Curry County would leave Oregon and join California, which, Gable hoped, would invest the road building and harbor development resources needed to unlock the mineral and timber resources with which the county was blessed. Gable's hope was to shame Salem into stepping up with those resources. He probably never entertained a California Anschluss as a serious possibility. And indeed, the main result in both Salem and Sacramento was little more than scornful laughter. But the gambit also raised Gable's profile, and suddenly other nearby counties were interested in his plan. A delegation from Josephine County, home of Grant's Pass and the Oregon Caves, suggested joining Josephine and Curry counties in an entirely new state, Cave Mania. South of the California border, Del Norte County, home of Crescent City, another promising seaport that had been scorned by the powers that be, also wanted in. But it was in Siskiyou County, and especially in Yreka, that the State of Jefferson movement started getting serious traction. Yreka was a town where resentment of Sacramento's neglect had simmered for decades. Now, with a skillful PR man like Gable to rally behind, the Yreka 2030 Club took the State of Jefferson on as a project. It wasn't called Jefferson yet, though. Some people had been calling it Middle West Coastia, but that, of course, would never do. The Yreka Daily News, eager to help, announced a Name That State contest, which yielded what historian Richard Reinhart called a, quote, field of equally repulsive entries including Orofino, Bonanza, Del Kuruskiu, Siskerdelmo, New West, New Hope, and Discontent, along with Jefferson. Jefferson, rather unsurprisingly, won. Gable now found himself in the role of chief executive of the new proposed state, in effect, governor. As such, he started issuing executive orders and press releases to newspapers. Jefferson would be free of sales tax, income tax, and liquor tax. Labor strikes would be outlawed, no big surprise coming from the guy who owned almost all Curry County industry. And slot machines would be outlawed, not because they were immoral, but because they competed unfairly with the state's, quote, stud poker industry. There was a lot to like about Gilbert Gable, particularly his sense of humor. The Oregonian gnashed its teeth in editorial fury, but someone at the San Francisco Chronicle found the whole affair very droll, and soon legendary Chronicle newsman Stanton Delaplane was on his way north to check it out. Yes, the Stanton Delaplane, father of Irish coffee. That's another story, though. He and his editor, still thinking the whole thing something of a lark, expected his coverage to be fun and fluffy. Quote, like an A.A. Milne report on political upheaval at Pooh Corner, as Reinhardt put it. It was a little like that. But it was also, as they quickly learned, much more. Delaplane discovered that, under the tutelage of the PR wizard Gable, things had gotten very interesting. The 2030 Club had organized a State of Jefferson Border Patrol, members of which dressed up in Western outfits and strapped on target pistols for an event called Secession Thursday, starting on November 27th. They set up roadblocks to stop cars on the highways next to barrels of burning kerosene, and drivers were given a few copies of a Proclamation of Independence, urged to hand them out to all their friends, and sent on their way with a friendly Western show smile. And, of course, a few carefully staged car stops involving fetching-looking female motorists and wholesomely Western-looking Border Patrol officers were photographed for distribution to the national media. Quote, "This state has seceded from California and Oregon this Thursday, November 27th, 1941," the handbill reads. "Patriotic Jeffersonians intend to secede each Thursday until further notice." Delaplane found himself the first national reporter on the scene of a story that was suddenly blowing up rather big. Newsreel companies were scrambling to get film crews out for the next Secession Thursday. The Yreka Daily News carried instructions for local residents on how to receive the national media, instructions that might as well have been penned by the great Edward Bernays himself. Quote, "Please wear Western clothes if they are available," it reads. 200 people in Western costumes will be selected to march past the camera for close-ups. Upon arrival, the film crews handled the crowd like extras at a movie shoot.
Get over there and be looking at that map,
a man with a bullhorn yelled at them.
Don't be looking at the camera. We have too many children. Can we have a few more adults in here? Show a little enthusiasm. Wave your arms.
The State of Jefferson had never seemed more like a real movement than it did at that moment, on the second Secession Thursday. But what the national media didn't realize was that it was already a spent force. The movement's heart, the brilliant and colorful character whose public relations savvy had made everything possible, was dead. It happened the day after reporter Delaplane left to go back to San Francisco with his story. Gilbert E. Gable had been up late the night before with Delaplane, comparing notes and talking about how the two of them were going to manage the public relations bonanza that was bursting around their ears. Delaplane was going to win a Pulitzer. Gable was going to win approval for the railroad that was holding him back from becoming the wealthiest man on the West Coast. And the residents of Curry County were going to win statehood. The two of them talked and drank long into the night. And the next day, unexpectedly, Gable dropped dead. The official cause of death was, quote, acute indigestion, but that, of course, almost certainly meant a heart attack. Delaplane did win the Pulitzer Prize for his coverage of the secession movement. But the movement itself, without Gable, was lost. And when, just 3 days later, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, Jefferson's newly elected governor, Judge John Childs of Crescent City, announced that Secession Thursdays, along with all other activities relating to the new state, would cease until further notice, as the U.S. now had bigger fish to fry. Today, the State of Jefferson remains a fond memory for some, a fond hope for others, and for a few remaining diehards, a serious goal. For most of us, though, it's a fascinating piece of the frontier history of Oregon and California, and an excellent excuse to visit the most gloriously untraveled part of the Oregon coast. Following is the text of the Proclamation of Independence that was being handed out by the Jefferson Border Patrol at roadblocks during those two long-gone Secession Thursdays. Quote,
"You are now entering Jefferson, the 49th state in the Union. Jefferson is now in patriotic rebellion against the states of California and Oregon. This state has seceded from California and Oregon this Thursday, November 27th, 1941. Patriotic Jeffersonians intend to secede each Thursday until further notice. For the next 100 miles as you drive along Highway 99, you are traveling parallel to the greatest copper belt in the far west, 75 miles west of here. The United States government needs this vital mineral. But gross neglect by California and Oregon deprives us of necessary roads to bring out the copper ore. If you don't believe this, drive down the Klamath River Highway and see for yourself. Take your chains, shovel, and dynamite. Until California and Oregon build a road into the copper country, Jefferson, as a defense-minded state, will be forced to rebel each Thursday and act as a separate state. Please, carry this proclamation with you and pass them out on your way. Signed, State of Jefferson Citizens Committee, Temporary State Capital, Yreka.
Key sources in this story included works by Richard Reinhardt and Peter Laufer, along with JeffersonState.com.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love, which is in turn a division of Pulplit Productions, a boutique publishing house that specializes in audiobook and regular book editions of stories from the classic pulp fiction era. Robert E. Howard, Algernon Blackwood, Edgar Rice Burroughs, and so on. More info can be found at pulp-lit.com. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license, type CC by SA International 4.0. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Got an idea for a show I should do, or just want to say hi, or maybe you're going to be in Corvallis sometime soon with time for a cup of coffee or a pint of Hammerhead? Drop me a line at fj@offbeatoregon.com. Fresh episodes of Offbeat Oregon History come your way at around 6 a.m. every weekday morning. So if you're looking for the next one, you haven't long to wait. Till then, go fill up the rest of the day with good stuff. Bye now.